Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And let's not forget that website. I keep reminding you, it's so important. Great info. You log on, you get in on all of the wonderful events and webinars that take place, including last night. Very important stuff regarding colleges and kids, what you needed to do to prepare. The Dow yesterday, another good one. It's 1,500 points, folks. It went up in the last couple, 825 points. It has arisen. That's right. The futures market is down, though, as we told you. A couple of hundred points or so. 218 to be exact. But all in all, you're over that 30,000 fresh threshold once again. We welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino. A very good day yesterday, my friend, at the close.
Yeah, two good days in a row. You know, Monday morning quarterback and the Tuesday day was great, too. We had some, just a short week rebound where 10-year treasuries pulled back towards 3.6% after topping 4% last week. Yeah, this is a welcome and reasonable bounce in the equities as the markets appeared overly sold amid a slide in the recent weeks. Well, you know, at the same time, we're not out of the woods yet. Just very important to note that we're making progress towards a more sustainable recovery. There's still plenty of work to be done here, Jay. Markets are sort of worried about the next Fed pivot. The next Fed meeting is November 2nd. So we have some time there between now and November 2nd to be looking at all the economic data and kind of figure out, hey, is he still going to do the 75 basis points? Is he going to go 1%? Is he going to slow it up? We'll see. Any one of those will make a huge impact in the markets. We have a few weeks to figure that out. Oil higher on anticipated production cuts. We're talking about OPEC, Jay. Jay, you know, there's been years since we talked about OPEC. Now we're hearing what OPEC's going to do. I remember growing up, well, OPEC lower the rate, with the increased production, lower production. It was all about OPEC. And I had not seen that in years, but that has come back. We're talking about OPEC. Why haven't we talked about it in the last few years? Because we produced our own energy. We did not care what OPEC said. But now we're focusing again that OPEC will announce that it will cut its production, which then potentially by 1 million barrels a day in order to stabilize crude oil prices. And that made oil go from $80 to $86 a barrel. So it's going to get a little expensive. We're also using our Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the SPR. And once that starts to run out or a very low level, we will get that. Of course, big news, Elon Musk, Twitter, talks to close the deal. This $44 billion deal to buy Twitter is going to be on its original terms. And really, who won this war? I mean, he did damage that, did say there's a lot of bots. But I think that in terms of time, I think it was time that won, and he figured, let me just get this done, and I'll pay the price. That's what he's trying to do. Salvaging the deal would be a sort of a win for Twitter, but it really could be a win for Elon Musk, too. And who won this fight here? It could have been the lawyers. So we'll see how that shakes out. Today is Yom Kippur. We expect a little bit of a lighter trading day, and this is what we're taking a look at here. Not a lot of news coming out, not a lot of earnings reports for today, but we do get some more earnings this week, Jay. And the markets, certainly on a day like today, we have to really, really worry about any just news coming out that's bad on a lightly traded day, because that could bring us back to where we were, very, very big. So, it could be another picture. There's All I'm seeing on the press is pictures of roller coasters, et cetera, et cetera. Not so much sure if that's the case. We still have a lot more time here for the end of the year. And now in terms of other things, there was an article, Jay, this is, you know, you and I could have some fun with this, obviously, in the Washington Post. Seven ways a recession could be good for you financially. Ways a recession is good for you financially. Kind of like, maybe prunes, we should eat more prunes, are good for you. I don't know. But that's what this is about here. And so some of the ways in this big article here, it's called Investing Advice, or the advice column. Housing prices might finally come down to reasonable levels. Okay, good. So if you're trying to sell your house, you'll have less money for it. And the people who buy the house will be paying 6.7%. There you go. That's a good reason. Savings rates are up, so people will have less money to save, of course, but they're going to pay you a little more for savings. And let me see a few of these others, the seven. Let me pick something else here. Unemployment is real. Your used car is worth more. Right. We have a lot of clients who are, they're finding out that because the interest rates are so high, they're coming out of a lease. This is a tough financial decision here. Coming out of a lease, they may have paid $480 a month, Jay, and their three-year lease is up. They're bringing it back to the deal. The same car, same options. It's now going for $780. It's almost double the price. And that's due to interest rates and et cetera, et cetera. And then just inflation and the increased price of the car due to low supply, et cetera. Some dealers still putting $5,000 over the sticker price. So very, very interesting situation, costing people a lot more. So do you trade in and get another one and pay them more money, or do you buy the car that you have, which may be worth, you just pay whatever the lease buyout is? And that's a tough question. So then clients will have a car that will eventually be out of warranty, and maybe if there was some other damage to it, the dealer would have to take it back, even though you got it repaired. If you had an accident, went to a body shop, it looks great, but then you go to sell it 5-6 years from now, it still shows up on the record, and the report makes the car worth less. So tough call, a lot of details in there on a lease return. All right, so if you're concerned about the markets, you don't know where you are, Craig James Financial is the place to go. We had a great conversation last night on the very, very important aspects of college planning. Should I go to a private college? Should I go to a public college? We have specific examples on how a lot of the private colleges are becoming very competitive. Even if you went to, let's say, a Suffolk Community College for 2 years, some colleges specialize in transfers. They do give some money, which is great, particularly if you did well at your community college. And we went through the nitty-gritty of how a lot of private colleges, if on the right student, could be actually be less than a lot of the state schools. Very, very good argument. We also talked about the lending vehicles. We talked about 529 plans. Very, very good presentation. We'll have to do it again. Good, robust discussion. Any questions on any of those topics, give our office a call. CraigJamesFinancial.com is on the website. Feel free to give us a call at 631-393-2888. That's what we have for today.
On the table, I'd say you need a scorecard to follow Elon Musk in this Twitter, right? Would you buy the damn company already? Please. You know, I mean, $44 zillion, you know, he's got that in his wallet. You know, just let's get this done already. The gas thing I'm concerned about, OPEC is going to cut production here. So if you're seeing a rise in the prices, folks, you know, it's interesting. Does the White House have a response for this? You know, they patted themselves on the back. You know, we went from 502 on June the 1st to, 374. Now you're up over 380 national average here. So what do they say about this, you know? So tough times right now, I'll tell you that much. 6.7 on the rate right now. Powell's going to throw another hike there. You know that by the end of the year. So tough times. Let's see what happens today, though. 1,500 points plus the last couple on Wall Street. On the rise, so we'll see what happens in that. A lot of people are kind of giddy over that, but be careful. Cautious optimism, without question. Mr. Parentino, we will await your report on a Thursday. We look forward to it. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Such a vital website, folks. Information, getting on, pre-registering for all those great webinars and events that come our way, sir. We thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Have a good day, Jay, all right?